Hi, and welcome to the Tales from the Trail podcast by Matchplay, Mindset Monday edition. In these less than 10-minute episodes, Eric Manuel of Expert Mindset Coaching and I will address a different facet of mindset which apply to sport and life. To learn more about Eric's practice, visit his website at expertmindsetcoaching.com. Please take an extra minute to rate and review the podcast where you listen. This is a huge help. Share the podcast with whomever you think would be interested and will help in their process. Check us out on social media as well. The links can be found at matchplayrecruit.com and in the notes of this podcast.
So I think we can look at this from a performance standpoint, and we could also look at it from like a training standpoint or just a sports satisfaction standpoint.
Right.
Okay. And so with the sports satisfaction, there's a lot of things that go into that, like how satisfied are you with your teammates? How satisfied are you with your coaches? How satisfied are you with yourself and your training and your improvement, things like that. The performance is obviously the competition, the games, the matches, and that's like a whole different area, you know? So we'll look at both of these individually. Gratitude in terms of the sports satisfaction, how much are you getting out of it? It's directly linked. You know, if you are practicing gratitude for your sport specifically, not just for life in general, but for your sport, you're going to start to change the way that you feel about the sport. Instead of going into these training sessions and saying, oh, man, we got to do this training session. Yeah, it's going to be 2 hours of hard work. Like, I don't want to do this. It's hot outside. I'm tired. I just want to go home. Instead of constantly feeling that, you know, the feeling of like demotivation and not wanting to be here and whatever it might be, you can start practicing gratitude for the fact that you get to do this. You know, like that's essentially the change that you're making in your mind. Is you're switching from the I have to do this to I get to do this. Okay. And you hear this a lot, you know, social media and stuff, like, tell yourself you get to do this. And what that is that's a gratitude practice. It's shifting the way that you view this situation so that you're feeling like excited and grateful and thankful, and appreciative of the fact that you get to play the sport that you're playing. Again, sports are a privilege that we take for granted. No different than electricity and running water and indoor plumbing. They don't have sports everywhere in the world. You know what I mean? Like, you can't go. Soccer is the biggest sport in the world, internationally played. That doesn't mean that every town you go to in the world has an organized soccer team that you can play for. You know what I mean? Like, there are some schools that kids might go to where they might want to play sports, but they don't offer that sport at their school. So if you get the opportunity to play a sport in the town that you live in, like, that's an incredible privilege. Especially at the youth level. That means that there's probably a volunteer coach that's helping to organize this team and to coach you for free. There's probably volunteer referees that are putting the games on and making sure it's a fair game. I know we criticize referees all the time, but most of these people are volunteers or getting paid very little money, right? Without them, there's no game. There's probably somebody volunteering to help organize the whole league that you're in that's making all of this stuff happen. There's so many things that are going into allowing this opportunity to happen for you. And most of the times we just take it for granted and we don't care. And we're like, oh, this is terrible. I can't believe I have to do this. You know, it's the day after my birthday and I've got to go to practice or I've got to play this game. It's like, you don't have to, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to, but you get to. And so I think switching just how you're viewing sports in general is really important, and starting to view it from a privilege and opportunity and something that you appreciate, you know, the chance to play a game and run around with your friends and have fun and develop your body and to learn an art or to master a craft. Whatever you're developing, whatever sport you're in, you're developing some kind of skill, technical skill. Like, that's cool. That's fun. You know, look at those things. You get to interact with teammates. You get to learn team building skills. These are things that are going to help you in life, right? You get to learn how to deal with mistakes and failure and adversity. You know, you get to learn how to deal with physical discomfort and get to push through those things. These are all life lessons that you're going to carry with your life and you're going to need when you're buying a home and you're fixing it up and, you know, you're getting married and having kids and all these things and working in the workforce. It's like, you're going to have to lean on these skills. And if you're not developing them through sports, hopefully you have another vehicle to develop them. But if you get the opportunity to develop them through sports, like, be grateful for that. This is amazing. And not to mention, you know, if you're a youth athlete or a high school athlete and you're playing for a sports team, travel team, AAU, your parents are probably paying for you to do this. You know what I mean? Like, be grateful that you have parents who have the funds to be able to do this. Be grateful that you have parents who are willing to do this, you know, and they're willing to drive you all over the country to compete and to go to different camps and, you know, training situations. Like, again, a lot of people don't have these opportunities. And we just assume that everybody does and we take them for granted. But you go to a lot of places in the world and, you know, they don't get this kind of luxury. You know, if they want to play sports, they've got to find a can and kick it around a dirt road. You know, so if you're in a situation where you can play on an organized team and, you know, you have a coach who knows the sport and, you know, knows more than you do and can teach you stuff, like, that's amazing. It's amazing. And so I think just that baseline perspective shift of, you get to do this, you get to learn from somebody, you get to hang out and interact and create bonds with your teammates and your friends, you get to develop your craft, your skills, your body, your mind through this vehicle, like, shifting the whole way you're looking at engaging in your sport to a more grateful perspective, I think can be really helpful. And if you do this, it will help you to start feeling increased happiness, increased satisfaction, increased meaningfulness, increased productivity in your sport. So you're not just changing the way that you feel about it, but you're also changing your product, the outcome that you get. You know, you're starting to get a better product from the same work that you're putting in. So all of that helps just from the training environment and the team and the coaching environment.